This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. 15 years ago, the Illinois P20 Council set a goal that by 2025, 60% of Illinois adults would have a degree or credential. Despite pandemic disruptions, it's just under at 57.4%. That's one of many data points in a new State of Education in Illinois report, Forum Advance Illinois. The report was out yesterday. It analyzes data from early childhood through higher ed. Advance President Robin Staines says Illinois students weathered the storm of the pandemic better than in many states, but there are still some persistent challenges like mental health.
To set the table for what schools, early childhood, K-12, and higher ed are dealing with, every indication of student wellness is bad and getting worse.
The state's increased investment in education, particularly in childhood and K-12, but affordability is still a major concern. U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth is not backing down on her demands to fund health care as lawmakers in D.C. battle over a plan to keep the government running. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal reports.
The federal government shut down for the first time in 6 years. Congressional Democrats are fighting to fund health care subsidies that are expiring for millions under Obamacare, which is causing insurance premiums to spike. Republicans aren't willing to bend on that. Senator Duckworth says it's all part of President Trump's plan to lay off more federal workers.
At what point do I stop fighting to protect Americans' health care? From threat from a president that he says he wants to fire federal workers when he already is doing that?
Duckworth says she voted against a bill Wednesday afternoon that would have swiftly ended the shutdown. I'm Mawa Iqbal.